From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. Ukraine's president says most of his government's forces have pulled out of the contested eastern Ukrainian town of Debaltseve. The town has been under siege by pro-Russian rebels, and fighting has continued there despite a ceasefire. Kiev's forces carried out a planned and organized withdrawal from Debaltseve, according to a video statement by President Petro Poroshenko, who plans to travel to the front lines later Wednesday to meet with soldiers. The United Nations Security Council is scheduled to hold an emergency session Wednesday on the crisis in Libya, a country that has struggled for political stability while militia groups and an internationally backed government battle for power and territory. The government in neighboring Egypt directed its attention on the situation this week after Islamic State militants beheaded 21 Egyptian Coptic Christians in Libya. Egypt's foreign minister, Sameh Hassan Shoukry Salim, told reporters Tuesday in New York that Arab diplomats are working on a resolution that would include measures to halt the flow of weapons to the militias that have persisted since the 2011 ouster of Muammar Gaddafi.
The legitimate government is in dire need of support, whether politically or militarily, in the provision of equipment that have been restricted by the Security Council so that it can undertake its responsibility to defend the Libyan people and third nationals on Libyan territory.
That is Egypt's Foreign Minister Sameh Hassan Shoukry Salim. Please look at our website. You can get to it, voanews.com. This is VOA News. The United Nations says conflict-related deaths and injuries among Afghan civilians rose 22% in 2014, mostly because of an increase in ground fighting between warring parties. Ayaz Ghul gives details from Islamabad.
The Human Assistance Mission in Afghanistan says the number of civilian casualties documented in its annual report is the highest in a single year since 2009. Speaking in Kabul, UNAMA Director of Human Rights, Georgette Ghanian, said the rise in casualties is due to intensified ground fighting between Afghan forces and insurgents, using weapons like rockets, mortars, and grenades in and near civilian populated areas. She cited the withdrawal of international forces and combat air support for increased ground engagements.
The UN documented 10,548 civilian casualties in 2014.
Ayaz Ghul for VOA News, Islamabad.
The head of Nigerian militant group Boko Haram has threatened to disrupt the country's elections, which were already postponed until next month because of violence. In a new video posted online late Tuesday, Boko Haram chief Abubakar Shekau said that even if clashes cost his fighters their lives, Allah will not allow the elections to proceed. A conference bringing together spiritual leaders, police, and representatives from more than 60 countries is underway in Washington, where President Obama hopes to come up with ways to counter violent extremism. VOA White House correspondent Luis Ramirez reports.
How to combat violent extremism at its source is a big question that officials from 60 countries and from cities throughout the United States are trying to answer at the summit, which opened Tuesday at the White House. At a roundtable that included officials from Belgium and the Netherlands and local police officials from across the U.S., Vice President Joe Biden called for an approach that goes beyond airstrikes and invasions.
We're here today because we all understand that in dealing with violent extremism, we need answers that go beyond a military answer. We need answers that go beyond force.
Luis Ramirez, VOA News, at the White House.
Myanmar has declared a state of emergency and imposed a three-month period of martial law in a northern region that has seen deadly clashes between government troops and ethnic minority rebels. And Geneva prosecutors have raided the Swiss office of the British banking giant HSBC and announced a criminal investigation into accusations that it was laundering money. I'm Sarah Williams in Washington.
From VOA.